Chapter 5. Now a certain Naaman, the chief of the army of the king of Syria, had become a great man before his Lord and held in esteem, because it was by him that Jehovah had given salvation to Syria, and the man himself had proved to be a valiant, mighty man, though a leper. And the Syrians, for their part, had gone out as marauder bands, and they got to take captive from the land of Israel a little girl, and she came to be before Naaman's wife. In time she said to her mistress, "If only my lord were before the prophet that is in Samaria, in that case he would recover him from his leprosy." Subsequently someone came and reported to his lord, saying, "It was like this and that that the girl spoke who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Syria said, "Get going, come, and let me send a letter to the king of Israel." So he proceeded to go and take in his hand 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of garments. And he came bringing the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "And now at the same time that this letter comes to you, here I do send to you Naaman, my servant, that you may recover him from his leprosy." And it came about that as soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he immediately ripped his garments apart and said, "Am I God to put to death and to preserve alive? For this person is sending to me to recover a man from his leprosy. For just take note, please, you men, and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." And it came about that as soon as Elisha, the man of the true God, heard that the king of Israel had ripped his garments apart, he at once sent to the king, saying, "Why did you rip your garments apart? Let him come, please, to me, that he may know that there exists a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his war chariots and stood at the entrance of the house of Elisha. However, Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Going there, you must bathe 7 times in the Jordan, that your flesh may come back to you, and be clean." At this Naaman grew indignant and began to go away and say, "Here I had said to myself, 'To me he will come out all the way, and will certainly stand and call upon the name of Jehovah his God, and move his hand to and fro over the place, and actually give the leper recovery. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Can I not bathe in them and certainly be clean?'" With that he turned and went away in a rage. His servants now approached and spoke to him and said, "My father, had it been a great thing that the prophet himself had spoken to you, would you not do it? How much more, then, since he said to you, 'Bathe and be clean'?" At that he went down and began to plunge into the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of the true God, after which his flesh came back like the flesh of a little boy, and he became clean. Then he went back to the man of the true God, he with all his camp, and came and stood before him and said, "Here now I certainly know that there is no God anywhere in the earth but in Israel. And now accept, please, a blessing gift from your servant." However, he said, "As Jehovah before whom I do stand is living, I will not accept it." And he began to urge him to accept it, but he kept refusing. Finally, Naaman said, "If not, please let there be given to your servant some ground, the load of a pair of mules, because your servant will no more render up a burnt offering or a sacrifice to any other gods but to Jehovah. In this thing may Jehovah forgive your servant. When my lord comes into the house of Rimmon to bow down there, and he is supporting himself upon my hand, and I have to bow down at the house of Rimmon, when I bow down at the house of Rimmon, may Jehovah please forgive your servant in this respect." At this he said to him, "Go in peace." Accordingly he went away from him for a good stretch of the land. Then Gehazi, the attendant of Elisha, the man of the true God, said, "Here my master has spared Naaman the Syrian by not accepting from his hand what he brought, As Jehovah is living, I will run after him and take something from him. And Gehazi went chasing after Naaman. When Naaman saw someone running after him, he at once got down from his chariot to meet him, and then said, "Is all well?" To this he said, "All is well. My master himself has sent me, saying, 'Look, just now there have come to me two young men from the mountainous region of Ephraim, from the sons of the prophets. Do give them, please, a talent of silver and two changes of garments.'" At that Naaman said, "Go on, take two talents." And he kept urging him and finally bound up two talents of silver in two bags, with two changes of garments, and gave them to two of his attendants that they might carry them before him. When he came to Ophel, he immediately took them from their hand and deposited them in the house and sent the men away. So off they went. And he himself came in and then stood by his master. Elisha now said to him, "Where did you come from, Gehazi?" But he said, "Your servant did not go anywhere at all." At that he said to him, "Did not my heart itself go along just as the man turned to get down off his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to accept silver, or to accept garments, or olive groves, or vineyards, or sheep, or cattle, or men servants, or maid servants? So the leprosy of Naaman will stick to you and your offspring to time indefinite." Immediately he went out from before him, a leper, white as snow.